Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Munger. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Red Munger. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foyles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is walked intentionally. Robinson moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Red Munger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs misplays the ball. That's an error on Jacobs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Jacobs throws to first for one, and Long throws to third, and Fries drops the ball. Klusowski moves to third. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Munger gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Munger. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein bunts towards the mound. Munger fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Jacobs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Munger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munger is 0-for-1 in the game. Munger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Verdon moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Munger covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Red Munger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munger is 0-for-2 in the game. Munger takes first base on ball 4. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Groat moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Post moves to second. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Rocky Bridges pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Roy Face now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Stan Paulas pinch hits for Tom Acker. Stan Paulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Gene Freeze. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Dick Grote. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bridges fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie O'Brien now playing shortstop. Bob Skinner now playing left field. Frank Thomas now playing third base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Roy Face. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Spook Jacobs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.